This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
We've got Harley, our intern, in the studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You get here at like 5:30, and often I don't turn your mic on until 6:10. Sorry about that 40 minutes you could have been sleeping.
Oh, that's okay. I like the company.
Okay, good.
Good.
So something took off on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned, yo, the guy who came up with the name for walkie-talkie should have invented the names, or should have named other things.
Right, and the walkie-talkie was a thing in, I think it was invented in the Second World War, and the guy that invented it was a radio engineer.
Okay.
So when he invented this, I mean, the guy was probably so busy, he didn't have time to name it something fancy. So he's like, what's that going to be?
Walkie-talkie.
You're going to be walking with it, talking into it. Walk, done.
Walker-talker would have also been sufficient.
Yeah,
but walkie-talkie. That's what I got my daughter for Christmas, to try to talk with her when she's at her mom's place. It said it goes 40K.
But?
Not in the city. Doesn't even go 19K.
Yeah, that
pissed me off.
No kidding.
Did you go out and test it? Like, you got to 18 and it was still working?
No, it's just that her mom's place is 19 kilometers away from my place.
Okay.
So, and it doesn't work.
Oh.
Hell, it might not even work 5K in the city. That's good, though. I should test it out and walk into Home Depot. These only go 4K!
Don't hold them up like that and yell when you walk through the door, though.
Oh, yeah. It looked like I had two guns,
yes,
didn't it? And they're black. So
it's
that
because of the way your fingers are pointing, yeah, not because you don't have walkie-talkies.
Everybody, put your hands up. All right. So we came up with a couple other ones. Well, Lisa just found hers on Twitter, but I tried to write a couple.
Calm down.
Well, you're chirping all mine.
Attitude.
Okay, go ahead and read the ones you found.
Shot glass.
Yeah.
Dinky drinky.
Okay, see? Put it on the list. I wish you would have wrote that one.
Get off my back.
What's that one called? I'm just kidding.
Stunky monkey.
What?
That was
your
good.
Back stinks?
No, because like monkeys are on backs.
Oh, that was a really bad, yeah, one. See, this is why you should just keep reading.
Nude pics, sexy texty, bra, breasty nesty, pregnancy test, maybe baby, defibrillator, hearty starty, stamps, licky sticky.
MC Hammer pants.
Uh-huh.
Saggy leggies.
I don't get it.
Because his leggies are saggy.
Would it be more baggy?
Yeah, baggy would have been fine,
yeah,
as well.
That's a really good one, Harley.
Oh my God, you're pissing me off so much today.
I know.
Undershirts. Teeter heaters. Yeah, you're not even listening now.
Teeter heaters.
Yeah.
Heard it.
What was it?
Teeter heaters.
Yeah, what is that?
A wife beater.
It was an undershirt. You shouldn't call them that.
That's what they're called.
Well, you're going to get in trouble from the boss.
Okay.
I'll be putting in a formal complaint to HR today about you. We get fired up about the most random things around here. So
you're the one getting fired up.
Lisa, stop it. You've been poking the bear for the last half an hour and you know it.
Sorry.
So we're going to have some fun with it and then move on. 780-450-3332. Josh is willing to be our judge.
Okay.
So last night on Twitter, walkie-talkie, the guy that invented that word for that item, people were saying, what if he named a bunch of other stuff? And Harley, you made a good point.
Yeah, maybe he invented the name for tighty whities as well.
Right?
Like, not underwear itself. That's two different technologies.
Exactly.
So Josh is on the phone, and he is going to be our judge.
Hi,
as
Josh.
As I said. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Okay, so here's how it works. Each of us will give you one new name for an item. And you eliminate the least funny. And then the two people that get through will be the finalists for this, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Lisa Evans, why don't you start us off?
Okay. Instead of calling it a wedgie, it should be called knicker picker. Okay.
All right, Harley?
Harley.
Instead of bees, they should be called yellow fellows.
Aww.
Instead of a cow patty, it should be called mooey pooey.
What?
Oh, those are three good ones. Sorry, Lisa.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What's a mooey pooey?
Mooey pooey?
A cow patty. Like a dump from a cow. Mooey pooey.
Sorry, to me, that I thought you meant like a burger.
You think a cow patty is a burger?
That's what I would assume it is. I grew up in the city.
You've obviously never let me cook for you.
All right, and for the finals, Harley, go ahead.
Okay, winners of illegal rooster fights, Lucky Cluckies.
Okay, a kebab, a chicky sticky.
No.
Gotta go with Harley, Ryder.
Yeah. All right. Thank
Harley
you.
Is eliminated. Thanks, Josh.
No.
That's
you
what
just
he said.
Can't hang up on him.
Yeah, I did. But that's hey. It's the he names the one that's the least funny and they're gone. That's it. So I won. Just like I thought.
Is that what happened? Josh, text us. I'm confused because
it's
Ryder
fine.
Could be right.
Josh, you don't have to text us.
Mama. Hi, Mama.
Today's words of wisdom come to us from at Darlanky on Twitter. Easter chocolate is the best chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that.
Aww.
Trending this hour.
Live Love, Simon is in theaters. It's already made $20 million at the box office.
You said it was awesome, eh?
I think it's my favorite movie of 2018 so far.
Really?
Honestly, it was so good. If there's anybody out there that's struggling with coming out, or maybe you feel like you can't do it,
or
go
maybe it's like
see that movie.
Somebody in your family has
yes.
came out recently and you're having a rough time
yes.
adjusting.
From every angle, it's just so good. And my favorite part was the entire crowd. It was 90% teenagers, high school students.
Mm-hmm.
And when two boys kiss in this movie, the entire crowd cheered. And usually I hate that. I think it's so cheesy, but it was, this movie's so good, you can't not cheer.
It was, it feels like when you cheer in a theater, it's the same as like when you land a plane on
no,
the runway. And it's like, why are we
different.
Cheering?
I know.
We were supposed to land.
And I would never, ever cheer if a plane lands. But I would cheer knowing that an entire crowd is totally okay with seeing two men kiss.
Okay.
I'd go see it again, 100%.
Do you ever think that maybe the reason that you're still single is that, like, all the guys that you're really into are gay these days?
So I did research on the lead character, not gay in real life. So I'm good. I followed him on Instagram. I liked, like, 14 of his pictures. So now we wait.
Okay, let me know how it goes. Because you were talking earlier this morning about how it looks like Queer Eye has signed on for another season. And you're pretty excited about that.
I'm excited about that, too.
You're in love with, like, three of those guys as well.
They're so hot.
Maybe try, like...
try to convert them?
No. Try falling for a straight guy eventually.
It's so hard.
So I've said that I wouldn't mind having a second job a few times. Just sock away a little extra cash. You never know, right?
I want to work on a golf course.
You should.
I know, right?
Beer cart it. That's like, that would be the best job. Just drive around. You'd just be like flirting with old men, which you'd love to do as is.
Okay, not true.
Slinging out beers.
Like, I went through like maybe a salt and pepper phase.
Yeah.
For like a couple months.
Salt and pepper phase.
Yeah.
No, you were salt and pepper and everything there for a while.
Yeah.
You're like an Italian chef.
Free golf, I bet.
Yeah. Enjoy the sun. Good thing. You know what? I want to be a beer cart
girl.
No,
get out of here. That's my job.
No, I'm doing it.
Okay, so what job are you thinking about getting?
Well, Uber. I think I might become an Uber driver. I just like driving a lot.
Uh-huh.
I don't get an opportunity to drive as much as I'd like to, because I always just find it very peaceful, rolling around with the tunes cranked. And usually when I'm driving, I have my 6-year-old with me, so it's far from peaceful. And she tries to talk over the music the whole time. I like meeting new people. I'd like getting the name of the station out there.
Yeah, that'd be smart.
Have Hall 107 cranked and hand out stickers to everybody. And
oh, that's cute.
Pimp out the station. What do you think?
Do it.
It wouldn't be bad until like somebody threw up in your car.
Yeah.
I think I'd be selective when I went out.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I wouldn't take the 1 a.m. till 3 a.m. shift when people are throwy-uppy.
You'd be the one that goes from like 4 to 9, so you're driving the people to the club.
Bar.
They're not too drunk yet.
Right, and then I just park and go to the club with them and leave my car there for the night. Take the money I've made off of Uber and pay for a triple D home where they take your car for you.
Pretty cool.
It's brilliant.
Wow.
I'm just paying for my own transportation, and all I have to do is drive around a little bit beforehand. So anyway, I'm thinking about becoming an Uber driver.
Okay, so just make sure you clean out like everything in the back seat because it's very messy back there.
Oh, people don't do that for you?
No, man. You gotta clean it.
How clean?
Like, very clean.
All right, I'm out. So I've been invited to a wedding in Saskatchewan, which is already a 6-hour commute, and it's the girl I know's second marriage. The first lasted a couple years, and then she's back at it again. Hey, no judgment. I'm not in a place to judge by any stretch, but I got the invite, and the registry is listed, and it's like it almost looks the same as the last time she got married.
Good for her.
No.
No.
I don't agree. Like, if I ever get married again, I would not want to ask for gifts at all. Okay, it would be like donations or nothing.
That's great. And that shows a lot about your character. So good for you. But at the same time, don't you think it'd be smart for like the group of people that weren't invited to the first wedding? Can't they have like...
They still have to get gifts?
Yeah, they still have to get what... Is that a thing?
So you send out separate invites?
Here's the thing, and we've talked about this before. Marriage has always been traditionally known as something where you're still living with your parents. This is your chance to move out, mm-hmm. move in with the love of your life and start your own thing. Like get your own bread bowls,
yeah.
and your own mixer. It's why the toaster was always like, why did 6 people bring us a toaster? Because you didn't have one to begin with. Whereas now you already have a home probably, or you already have all the stuff that you need.
Yeah, people are getting married in their late 20s where their career's established. They have a home full of stuff. So it's pretty much just upgrading their stuff, which is still fine, but not the second time around. I mean, I kind of want to write on the card, like, actually, can you pay for my gas this time?
If I were to get married, I'd be like, okay, we're going to have a party. Everybody just like, I don't want gifts, nothing, but like pay for your own food. Because then I'm not $20,000 in debt after this night.
Not a bad idea.
Right?
So yeah, plates $40.
Yeah.
Bring $40 and throw it in the bucket.
What do they do in that... Is it Montreal? Where is it that people throw a party to raise money for their wedding?
Manitoba.
They have a party.
They call them socials. And sometimes they'll have
drink
two.
Drink tickets.
They'll have one right after the engagement, and then they'll have another one before the wedding.
It's brilliant.
Sneaky.
Yeah, you just... Right? Everybody comes, and it's like $3 bar, so they still make a couple $100, and that pays for their wedding. Yeah, it's super smart.
I like that.
Like, I mean... Manitoba's got it figured out, other than the like cousins still kissing cousins stuff that they do there. Okay, I'm gonna play you something and then we'll see if you're excited, okay?
Okay.
I'm friggin' excited.
Roseanne?
Yeah. I'm playing this?
Because the new season starts?
Roseanne returns to television tonight after like a, 20-year hiatus? And it's all the same cast members. Unlike Fuller House, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, too cool.
That still bothers me. Every time I watch this show, I'm like, greedy little...
You want to know why? Because they don't look the exact same anymore. One of them got some, like, serious plastic surgery.
Well, that's it. They would have only needed one of them to return, too. Like, play paper, rock, scissors, ladies. Anyway. The entire cast of Roseanne is returning. In my opinion, one of the most well-written sitcoms of all time. I know it's, like, lowbrow humor. It's like Jeff Foxworthy-style jokes and stuff, but...
the thing about...
God, it's so good.
Roseanne is they weren't a wealthy family.
Right.
So you could relate with them a lot more. They were more like of the average build.
Yeah.
They weren't super in shape. They didn't live in a mansion.
Yeah, no, good point. And it looks like it's going to be the same house. That they filmed it in or the same right. set, but...
Didn't, like, one of the characters die near the end of the season? Or the season finale? Like,
I'm pretty sure the dad's character was supposed to, and they, like, brought him back.
Oh,
I don't really know.
Okay.
I don't know the exact details.
Was that John Goodman?
Yes. Yeah, John Goodman. He will be back. Yeah. I saw, like, him in the picture. So maybe he's just, like... I mean, it's close to Easter, so you could have just pulled a Jesus.
Stormy Daniels attracted 22 million viewers when she was on 60 Minutes. That's crazy.
Mm. That's a big number.
Yeah, but that's how interested people are. They want to hear what the heck is going on.
Can you imagine, though, if it was another president with a scandal like this? It would have been everybody in the world would have been watching to see. But because it's Trump, it's like, yeah, well, he'll have another one next week we can watch. You know what I mean?
It's pretty bad that we've just become
desensitized to it. Well, you look at, like, the Bill Clinton scandal.
Yeah, that was...
That was in the news for 2 years straight, and it's still talked about. Trump, this scandal is, in my opinion, far dirtier than what Bill Clinton was up to. I guess he wasn't acting president.
Right.
When, like, Trump wasn't when this happened. But, yeah, and people are just like, oh, okay. Yeah. It's Trump.
It's weird to me because people are going, yeah, whatever. But at the same time, we're in this age where everybody is so sensitive about everything else ever. So I'm very confused.
Yeah, everybody's like cool with the president doing everything, but mad at anybody else that does. Right now, we're going to play a game that we call How Old Are They? 780-450-3332 is our phone number. Give us a call. You know what? Actually, just text right now who you think's going to win, Lisa or Harley, and we're going to hook somebody up that's right with a $25 gift certificate to Booster Juice.
Keep in mind that I absolutely crushed it at the hockey player age game last time.
Yeah, demolished poor Harley.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
There's your new intern name.
What?
Poor Harley. Just because
sad.
You're working for free, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And you lose a lot at all the games we play.
I mean, I beat you today, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Whatever.
You're
I don't
just
talk
in
about
denial
it.
Of it. Okay.
All right. So, how old are they? Simple game. I will give you a celebrity. You tell me how old they are. Closer wins.
Do we have a theme today?
Yeah, we do, because the return of Roseanne to television tonight. I decided to do that and other shows that are either getting reboots or just recently have gotten a reboot.
Okay.
So we'll start with Melissa Joan Hart. As it was just announced recently, Clarissa Explains It All from Nickelodeon would be making a return, as will Sabrina the Teenage Witch. How old is Melissa Joan Hart? Lisa.
35.
I'm going to go 46.
Whew. So it's 41. That means... Harley was 5 years off and Lisa was 6. Point Harley.
What? Not bad.
Point me for that math.
How old is she? 41?
41.
Wow, okay.
Will and Grace obviously had a pretty good debut season as it returned. Deborah Messing, who plays Grace. How old is Deborah Messing?
46.
52.
46, 3 years off. 52, 3 years off. She's 49. That's a tie.
Oh.
We're going to go with Roseanne. How old is Roseanne Barr?
I'm going to go with a solid 58.
58.
60.
Harley is closer. Roseanne Barr is 65.
Wow, she looks great.
So he's up 2-0, right?
Yeah, and then a tied one, so.
Yeah. 2-0-1, I believe they call that.
Oh.
We're going to go with Katy Perry, who is on the reboot of American Idol and is just doing great.
No, she's so annoying.
How old is Katy Perry?
I'm going to go with 32.
I'm going to go 29.
She is 33. Point Lisa. 2-1-0. Next up, we're going to go with Eric McCormick, who is Will from Will and Grace. How old is he?
41.
48.
Harley with the correct answer. It's 54, actually.
Wow, they look so good. What are they doing?
Makeup. So Harley wins. Thank you for catching the program. It's 8:22. Ryder Lisa, intern Harley in the house.
Hey.
And you had quite the experience at Starbucks yesterday.
Yeah, and I tweeted about it, and there were several people that replied being like, I know exactly who you're talking about.
He's just got all the sass.
So I went to the Starbucks on 23rd. It's like kind of in Mill Woods there. And embarrassing moment, already had my order taken, forgot my debit and credit card. Most embarrassing. So mortifying.
See, you often do this at like pubs and stuff.
No,
like,
oh, that's
I forgot,
not
and then
true.
I have to cover it.
That's a lie. Anyway, so I go up to the window and I ordered my drink. And the guy behind the speaker goes, sounds gross. That'll be $400. And I was like, what? It completely caught me off guard. I was like, that's not a gross order.
What'd you order?
I ordered a tall, skinny, vanilla blonde latte. It's delicious. And it's just like a simple, everyday drink. So that's why I was like, what? I actually said that back to him. I was like, what are you talking about?
It was like warm milk, it sounds like to me.
So then I get up to the window and I start panicking because I'm like, oh my gosh, I used a different purse over the weekend. I do not have my debit card or...
And no change in your card?
Nothing. Loser. I'm a loser.
Huge loser.
And I didn't find out till afterward that I actually do have the wallet app on my phone, so I could have paid with my phone.
Oh, God.
Oh, such an idiot.
So what'd you do?
So I get up to the window and I'm like, hey, man, I'm so sorry. Can I give you my ID? I'm just going to quickly drive home, get my debit card, and I'll come back and I'll pay you. And he just stares at me, doesn't smile, doesn't move his face, and just hands me the coffee slowly and says, that sounds like way too much work for both of us. And just handed me my coffee, and I, my jaw dropped. I was like, this guy is so weird.
See,
and
like,
funny.
Awesome. The fact
he was awesome.
The fact you tweeted that out, I was like, oh, God, that is a funny story. I like the guy. I'm going to go to that Starbucks now because
yes.
I want some sass.
I think the reason that he did let me off the hook is because it was a tall, like it was a small little coffee. He's like, this is way too much work. I'm not going to be waiting around for you to come back.
You think if you would have got a venti, he would have had a different opinion.
I think so.
You should try going through Starbucks and not being like a cat.
What?
Well, you just ordered warm milk and you didn't have a wallet.
It wasn't warm milk.
Just like a cat. They
it
don't
had
carry
coffee
wallets.
In it.
Okay. So yesterday there was a wager made here in studio. But, like, I was kind of kidding.
No, you weren't.
I said, there's no such thing as mini Bounty chocolate bars. And Harley, you said, I think there is. And I said, oh, okay, why don't you go find some, and I'll give you $500 if you do.
And what do you know? Harley walks in the studio today, mic drop, just drops down about six mini Bounty chocolate bars.
He made it rain mini Have you
Bounty
ever
Bay.
Seen this?
I've never seen that before in my life.
Like, where the hell did you find these?
Pretty good, hey?
It's almost like he took home full-size chocolate bars and, like, made mini ones.
Is that what you did?
Lisa, no.
They do exist. That's crazy.
Yeah. Where did you find these?
Well, I have my places. I have my sources.
Come on. Huh? Sweet Convenience on White?
Oh, that's a good place.
It is a good place.
Is that where you got them?
No, like, Save-On. Nothing.
They're so just in a grocery store?
They're just in a regular old grocery store. Nothing...
What did they come in?
Those wrappers.
No, say, I mean like...
It was this little like thing that had a bunch of other ones in it too.
Well, what other chocolate bars did it have minis
it had
of? Like
Snickers in
Big
it.
Big Turk?
It had... Okay, that's like one of my favorites.
I know, but I'm just saying like other mini ones you never see did it have?
It had Snickers and Milky Way, and then the rest were ones that I haven't heard of before.
You can have those little mini cherries, chocolate covered cherries.
Oh, those are good.
A little Turk. My favorite thing about Big Turks is like sucking off the chocolate.
I'd watch that.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.